This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Thursday, June 7th, 2018. I'm Caleb Brown. Amazon is listening, and they're watching you too. And the massive company is increasingly turning that data over to police. The problems with such an arrangement are manifold. Cato policy analyst Matthew Feeney comments.
People are creeped out a little bit at the notion of putting a little box in their homes that will listen to conversations in their homes. There have been some cases of people accidentally calling friends and sending recordings of their conversations in their own home to other people. But you argue in a recent piece that as far as Amazon and the Alexa device and the other technologies that they're developing, the issue with surveillance being provided by the private sector may actually be worse than a lot of people fear.
Yes, I think many people are used to thinking of Amazon as the giant tech company that is really good at sending them timely and cost-efficient deliveries. But recent news reveals that actually Amazon is also very interested in getting into the surveillance business. So last month, the ACLU acquired documents showing that police in Orlando, Florida and Washington County, Oregon have been using Recognition, which is recognition with a K. This is Amazon's facial recognition technology, and this is being marketed to law enforcement and is very powerful and has the stated ability to track people in real time. And some of the promotional documents that Recognition have out explicitly state that can be used to monitor groups of people and even those in public places such as airports. So I think this is something that anyone concerned with civil liberty should be keeping a careful eye on.
I think a lot of people have become accustomed to having Amazon track their behavior online. I mean, it's no surprise when you go to Facebook or some other website that you're often presented with an ad for something you've just purchased. And to what extent is Amazon handing that kind of data, or be it, you know, facial recognition data or other data, over to cops? And what kind of checks are on that transfer?
So, yes, you're right. I think Amazon is definitely a company that engages in tracking, especially when it comes to our online purchases. And you're exactly right that anyone who has spent any time on the internet will probably be well aware of the fact that Amazon targets ads across a number of different websites. And that though, is not the only kind of information they are harvesting. Now, the recent news about the tracking that we saw in Washington County and Florida revealed that at least when it came to Washington County, the sheriff's department there had built a database of 300,000 mugshots that Amazon software could be used on. But we should keep in mind, of course, that mugshots are not the only source of facial recognition information. In fact, a paper by Georgetown found that half of American adults are already in some kind of law enforcement facial recognition network, in large part because states volunteer DMV, so driver's license photos, to these kind of systems. And that's of a particularly acute concern at a time when Amazon is marketing its tools to law enforcement.
What controls should there be on a private sector transferring data wholesale to police departments? Is that solely something that exists within the, you know, the end user license agreement, where you check a box and hit submit and suddenly you've signed away all of this? Is that the only spot where we ought to be cognizant of where that data might go?
I think as far as privacy protection, the state is the organization or the institution that should be doing most of the heavy lifting here. So I can think of a couple of policies that would alleviate some of the privacy concerns associated with this that have nothing to do with Amazon's policies per se. So number one, I think it would be useful and worthwhile for states and localities to have policies in place that require them to reveal the kind of surveillance equipment they are planning to deploy before they deploy it, in order to give the public a chance to comment and to ask questions. Secondly, when we're talking about facial recognition, it's, I think, very important that we limit these facial recognition databases so that they do not include data associated with innocent Americans. A database that includes people with a history of violent crime or those with warrants out for their arrest does raise some concerns, but I think it does a decent job at mitigating some of the privacy concerns most Americans have.
You say that government ought to be doing the heavy lifting, but surely there has to be a role for, you know, companies like Amazon or Cisco or Google to facilitate law enforcement that ought to be done.
Yeah, so you have seen some move in the private sector to address these surveillance concerns. So Axon, which makes one of the most popular body cameras in the country, set up a ethics board, with signaling that it was certainly concerned with some of the implications of its technology. But it's important to point out that that kind of step needs to be associated with actual powers. So the board with Axon is rather toothless. It doesn't have the authority to veto products. And so while I think it's worth private companies perhaps having those kind of institutions in place, they actually have to be able to do something. So Amazon, in the wake of this news, might, for example, think that they should signal to the public that they are actually really concerned about surveillance and set up some kind of board. But any board with a private company that's tasked with considering ethical implications should have some kind of veto power over products. And I have to say that the Amazon response to the most recent news was not very reassuring. Amazon said something to the effect that, well, you know, we can't halt technological progress because some bad people might use it or will be used for bad reasons. And I agree with that, but I think Amazon should be aware of the fact that many Americans are very concerned about the state of surveillance technology in this country, and it will get worse if it isn't addressed head on.
Matthew Feeney is a policy analyst at the Cato Institute. Subscribe to and rate the Cato Daily Podcast at iTunes and Google Play, and follow us on Twitter at Cato Podcast.